Hello and welcome to Near FM. If you just joined us, we were talking earlier about all sorts of bits and pieces. Isabel says useless information. But now we have on the phone Thomas McCabe, and he's manager with Sail Blue Ireland, and he's going to talk to us in relation to senior citizens. Are you there, Thomas?
I am, Austin. Thanks very much for having me on. Good to talk to you again.
I don't know if you got my pronunciation right. It is Sail Blue, is it?
Not a bad effort. We'd pronounce it Sail Blue Ireland, so not too far off, Austin.
Yeah,
you're not the first or the last person to have a little bit of trouble with the name.
Yes, but we just got Sail Blue right. That's right. Now, you know, you're going to talk to us in relation to senior citizens in Ireland, which are getting more numerous by the week. And have you programmes with regard to senior citizens?
Yeah, absolutely, Austin. We deliver exercise programmes primarily for Ireland's older population. We deliver exercise programmes with people living in residential settings, nursing homes, daycare centres, within various active retirement associations, community groups, within patient groups, and with people managing a physical or intellectual disability. So we cater for a wide variety of people. We deliver programmes with 5,000 people a week at the minute in 18 counties around Ireland. And the youngest people we'd work with would be maybe someone in their 20s who's managing a physical or an intellectual disability. And the oldest people we work with, we have two ladies in Waterford who are 104 years of age, and everyone in between. So as you can imagine, with such a diverse age range, we try our very best to tailor the programmes as best we can to meet the needs of everyone we meet on a weekly basis.
And what would the programmes consist of? With the younger people, there might be a lot more activity as such. And the senior citizens' activity and wellness, of course, is essential. And maybe give us an outline of what sort of activities your groups perform.
Well, typically the programmes, Austin, would be, the main aim would be to improve a person's ability to perform physical tasks. So we'd be looking to improve their levels of strength, agility, flexibility, endurance levels as well. And again, as you mentioned, you know, we tailor it as best we can to meet the needs of all people we work with. So irrespective if you're 95 years of age and you're wheelchair-based, or if you're a 72-year-old, very active person, we'll tailor the program to meet your needs so that you find it challenging, but also an enjoyable activity as well. So you're not finding it way too easy or way too hard either.
Yes, and there's no game without pain, as I was saying.
Dead right off.
You know, now, typically, to pick a senior citizen, 79-year-old, whether it's male or female, something like that. The male person may have an entirely different outlook towards fitness with regard to the female. I might have a different thing altogether with regard to fitness. Her fitness might be just knitting needles, which would keep her very agile, her fingers, etc. And the man might be something else, you know. Could be anything, gardening, anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And we tailor our programmes, as I mentioned, to try and to cater for every individual. So it may be the 79-year-old man who has trouble putting on his socks and tying his laces. So that's something we can work on, improve the flexibility in the lower back and leg and upper leg muscles, so that he's able to, you know, put on his socks, tie his own laces. And, you know, that's a huge that can be a huge thing for people who have trouble performing such everyday tasks. And then also it's the social aspect as well of the programs. It's it's getting out into your community and meeting your neighbours, meeting your friends, and you know, the mood levels will always improve after after an hour of exercise as well. And it can be, you know, generally a lot of our trainers, they're highly educated, hugely passionate, and they deliver excellent exercise programs. And the feedback we get from people participating in our class, and a lot of the time is, you know, it can be the highlight of their day, is going to their CL Blue exercise class.
Yes, and that brings me around to the subject of gyms with regard to exercise as such. Now, just plain walking is they always recommend 20 minutes a day, minimum. And it can be done in stages, 3 10-minute or 3 20-minute or whatever it is, or even just going to the shop and back and going to the shop twice. All this type of exercise for the well-being of people. But you tailor all the exercises or whatever it is to the needs of the person.
Absolutely. And you raised a very good point there, Austin, around walking being an important component of someone's exercise program. It's the World Health Organization states that our older population should get a minimum of 150 minutes of exercise a week. So, and as you mentioned, you can break that up into small bite sizes. So 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there, it all adds up. However, it's very important to keep your strength levels good and high as well, so that you're able to climb stairs, you're able to reach up to that top shelf, or reach down and grab something if it falls on the floor. So you're going to keep so walking is very, very important, to keep the heart right, to keep the weight down, and then also the strength and agility and flexibility work is also very, very important, so that, you know, you can perform everyday tasks and then ultimately live at home for longer as well.
Hello, Paul here. Beside, it's Austin's sidekick here. Just wondering, you were talking there about getting out into the community, like, you know. And I wonder, is there a special kind of places that you meet, or are you organising places that they can go to? I mean, you know, is there somewhere that people out there, their families could drop them down or help them get to a particular point where they could...
Yeah, we've a number of different programs at the minute in the Dublin North area.
Yeah, well, that's where we're interested in. Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, say for example, we have a class every Tuesday in Corpus Christi Hall in Drumcondra at 2:00.
Yes.
Which is a fabulous group, and we've numerous other classes, community groups, and groups for say patient groups, so stroke survivors. COPD support groups, and a number of other programs as well. And if anyone has any specific interest, you know, you feel free to call our office on 01-209-6889, or they can also visit our website, www.cielbleu.ie. So that's SIELBLEU.ie.
Yeah, well, I've sort of missed that, but we'll get it down later.
Well, yeah, we'll get your number again.
So if say you had your dad or your mom was in that position, and weren't in a position to bring them somewhere, can they be collected in any way, or is there a strategy out there that is geared towards that?
I suppose the strategy there would be, Paul, that our trainers can also travel to people's homes. So if you don't have access to transport, or if there's no exercise program in your area, our trainer can come to you in your own home and deliver an exercise program on a one-on-one basis. And what we found from the delivery of these individual sessions in people's homes, you see a rapid increase in people's physical capabilities and improvements in their conditions, and the feedback has been very, very positive.
And is there any medical cards involved in this, or is this a straightforward, you know, a person in need thing, or
there's no medical cards in place, unfortunately. There's not, but we're a non-profit organisation, but we would charge a small fee for ourselves.
That's what I was saying. There is a small fee there somewhere. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
and that would be spelt out before the patient will be taken on board. Okay. And I guess, well, if you're a voluntary organisation, you know, we have to understand that because we do a lot of that stuff over here ourselves.
Yeah.
And no, I just wondered, I thought it would be great if you could get the people out into the community, because I would imagine the fact that they're out, going out for an evening or an afternoon somewhere to, and people are actually teaching them as regards, I presume there's a lot of physio stuff going on most of the time, you know.
All our staff will come from a sports science and exercise physiology background, and all our programs are clinically validated as part of numerous studies which show the positive effect of physical activity. And that's a very good point you made, Paul, in terms of getting out into the community and the social aspect. It's that cup of tea before or afterwards, is meeting with your neighbours and your friends, and your 1 hour exercise class turns into a 2 or 3 hour excursion between travelling to the class, meeting your friends, participating in the programme, and then having that cup of tea or a chat afterwards. So yeah, it's the social aspect and the psychological benefits are huge as well.
No, that does sound good, yeah, because I know myself quite a few people who do get out into the community in various ways and means, even in knitting classes locally, I believe, you know. And I think the fact that they might be shown how to keep, usually most of the older folk end up having maybe a sore foot problem or a backache problem, and if that can be attended to or advised along the way, as you say, with a cup of tea and a little talk with a neighbour, I'm sure that must be a fantastic thing for people who are housebound, you know. So
absolutely, Paul. Yeah.
No, it sounds great to me, yeah. I love the social end of it in particular. It's really nice. And even if the medical thing is not as good as maybe we've got hope for, I think the fact that the people are going out there and mixing among other folk is a great idea, you know. Okay, God bless the work. Take care.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Thomas, now, with regard to, if it's a nice, fine day, much like today, and we hope they're going to be just fine from now on. A person can get out very, very easily, and they might have walk down, got the bus, and go to wherever they're going to. And Corpus Christi, I know Corpus Christi, and it's a huge place, actually.
Yeah, and,
but then again, when the weather is very bad, and people, it's raining and they're dull and grey, and like it has been for the last fortnight. People are not, particular senior citizens, they're not trying to get up off the couch, and they might be watching something on TV and go out. Is there any transport that can pick them up, like Fantastic, or there's a couple of other ones like Fantastic, and drop them, or do you organise that type of activity?
No, unfortunately, Austin, we're not in a position to be able to organise transport. However, what we do find is that in a lot of cases, friendships are built up in the community classes, and if you have someone who is living nearby or living next to someone, and you'd find that people would carpool and pick up people on that wet day and bring them to the exercise class. Another way that we would get around this issue of the bad weather that we have here in Ireland is we have at-home exercise programs. So if you go onto our website, you can sign up for an online at-home exercise guide, and we will email you out the exercise guide, and you can take part in the exercise program in your own home. Now, granted, it's not, you're missing out on the social aspect of meeting your friends on a Tuesday afternoon or whatever day it may be, but it's always important to be exercising, and it's good to have that little bit of guidance so that you can do it in your own home and you're not missing out, irrespective of what this Irish climate brings us.
Yes, and of course there's all sorts of things like calisthenics and all this that you can do in your own home, sitting in the chair.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned your fitness experts there, the people who are training the people, you know, and there's various different things. And I think you mentioned DCU, did you, the qualifications?
Our staff would come from an exercise physiology and sports science background. So they're all highly qualified and hugely passionate. We're very, very lucky. We've got a wonderful staff at the minute of 24 trainers delivering programs around the country in 18 counties. We have a number of graduates of DCU working for us at the minute as well. We're very lucky to have the great staff that we have as well. Over the next, as you mentioned at the start of the program, as a country, we're getting older. The population over 65 in Ireland is going to increase from 640,000 to 1 million in the next 11 years. And we plan to grow as well. So we would hope that we will be able to provide more employment opportunities as we grow. And we would hope by the end of 2022 to be in a position to provide employment to 40 people in Ireland.
Yes, and that's in itself, you know, you're providing employment as well as well-being for people. Now, that brings me around. Do you get any state intervention with regard or that type of thing? Or is it you have to just fundraise?
Financial support, Austin, is that what you mean?
Yeah. Financial support from the state.
From the HSE and National Lottery funding, for the last number of years we've received small amounts of funding. However, if you have any listeners out there who would like to support us as a small NGO and non-profit organisation, we'd be more than willing to speak with them all.
Oh yes, and that means now that you have to do all sorts of fundraising yourself, and does it entail the usual you know, type of fundraising, rattling the books or packing stuff or whatever, you know, the normally people who are fundraised, particularly for clubs and that, take part in?
Typically how we would fundraise, Austin, would be we would apply for grants from, and we're very lucky to, as I mentioned, that we have some sponsorship for community programs from National Lottery funding through the HSE, and we would receive some funding from the likes of the Community Foundation and through the Medtronic Healthy Communities Fund, and we've been very lucky to receive funding from various companies down through the years, the likes including Nutrition Medical and Boehringer Ingelheim as well to help us become financially sustainable.
Yeah, and corporate donations, yes, and that type of thing. Yeah. Now, in the future, you're trying to double your staff or your trainers and such in the next, I think you said 20 years, was it?
We want to increase the number of people we work with from 5,000 people a week to 10,000 people a week by the end of 2022. But, so in the next 4 years, we want to increase the number of people that work for us from 23 to 40 in that time.
Yeah, and that is, at the moment, is a big ask. And as such, now we know that, it's, like I said, the senior citizens, it's about 2,500 people approximately go over 65 every month in the country. And that in itself is... brings a whole lot of different pressures on a whole lot of different areas as such.
Absolutely.
But well-being now, of course, is essential. Now, I'd say now at the moment, this, you know, the senior citizens in this country, quite a lot of them are quite well and able to do quite a lot of things. And I see them running in races and I see them doing this and that and the other thing. And even if it's just walking the dog in the park, itself is a sure way of well-being, and you know, it does prevent people from getting ill, you know, generally as such.
Absolutely, Austin. And you spoke about well-being, and you know, getting out for that walk is so important, participating in your exercise program. physical inactivity amongst our older population, our population over 65, is a leading contributing factor in over 35 different chronic diseases, including obesity, depression, various forms of cancer, stroke, dementia, and falls. And you know, the economic cost on our state from these chronic conditions are huge. And to give you an idea of that, the cost of falls and fractures in the Irish state is €1 billion a year, and it's set to increase to €2 billion by 2030.
Mm.
The cost of dementia on the Irish state is €1.9 billion, and it's set to treble in the next 25 years. So, you know, there's huge economic costs here associated with not exercising, with not being active. And, you know, it's imperative that the Department of Health, our government, ensure that people get the opportunities to exercise so they can, as I mentioned earlier, live at home for longer and reduce the economic burden on the state and the healthcare system.
Yeah, and dementia now is a thing that is coming to the fore more often. Years ago, it would be asked, way with the fairies or his dozen or whatever, and it would be put down as old age as such.
Yeah,
but we know now it's entirely different. There's hundreds of different types of dementia, and you know, sometimes it doesn't come apparent until a person's well advanced in age. But it's apparently now it's younger people or younger adults are getting it now at the moment, and it's been diagnosed as such.
Yeah, absolutely, and as I mentioned, the number of people with dementia is going to increase in the next number of years. With Alzheimer's or dementia, I think at the minute
it's about 55,000, I think, at the moment that we know of,
yeah.
And they reckon it'll double in about 10 years. You know,
absolutely. However, there's so much great work being done in the communities, and I think with Alzheimer's or dementia, if the key is to catch it early and treat it early, and then you can slow down and delay the onset of the condition and keep you fit and well for as long as possible. If you get your diet correct, your medication right, and exercise regularly, it really can, you know, slow down the effect of the condition.
Mm-hmm. And exercise, of course, is essential.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Plans for the future? You're going to try and bring a lot of different things into focus in the next 4 years, as such. And are you going to? Do you network with any other groups that do similar works? And for senior citizens, there's a huge amount of different organisations. And do you network with them as such, you know? Loan and there's all these.
We network with a wide variety of groups, Austin. So we'd have close links with the likes of Age Action, Alone, numerous patient groups, so the likes of the Irish Heart Foundation, Arthritis Ireland, Parkinson's Association, COPD Support Ireland, a number of Alzheimer's and dementia support groups. And in the community, we do a lot of work with the brilliant Irish Men's Sheds organisation and various community groups, as well as then we do network with the, you know, members of government whose brief is to look after our older people and the Department of Health, and then various nursing home groups as well. So we'd network with a wide variety across the board.
Mm-hmm. Now, just a bit about the men's sheds. You know, that was an organisation that was set up in Australia, and it migrated all over the world, and. It's not too long in Ireland, but we did a bit on it, they're increasing, exponentially, as such. And they found out that the awareness with the men's sheds with regard to all maybe previous experiences and workshops and all sorts of bits and pieces. And it's does immense things for men who were very, very slow and getting up and going at the beginning. But now I think it's taken off. And the well-being there is immense.
Absolutely. They're a brilliant organisation. The benefits for the participant who joins their men's shed is huge. The benefits for the community is huge, insofar as the men's sheds are strive to be at the centre of the community, and they're providing services, and they're building benches, bog hotels, and various other pieces for the community. So from that side, it is a huge benefit for both the community and the person in the men's shed.
Yes, and Thomas, I'd like to thank you for coming on at this very short notice, and we will back to you again over the years to see how you're going and how I think you're taking stock of things, you know, in relation to not only senior citizens and all sorts of other aspects of your work. And I'll try the next time to get the pronunciation right.
Yeah. No problem.
Would you get the number again, Austin? And
your phone number, please, and your IP number.
Okay, it's 01-209-6889, and our website is www.cielbleu.ie. That's cielbleu.ie.
Yeah. Now, I'd like to thank you very much again, Thomas, for your coming on and telling us all about... I won't even try and pronounce the word at the moment.
Okay, thanks again, Thomas. Thank you.
And thank you very much.
Paul, thank you very much.
Bye now. Take care. Bye. Best of luck.
Thank you.